Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection.
Stevie Nicks, bring this back. The legendary Stevie Nicks, part of Fleetwood Mac. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Kristen Zhivago, a longtime Brain Trust member, author of Roadmap to Revenue, a founder of Zhivago Partners, a digital marketing management firm that you can do business with right now wherever you are on the planet. Kristen, thanks again for being here. Remind us what you do for your customers.
So we are basically an outsourced digital marketing function for them. So whatever they need in the middle of their movie, we come in, we figure out, we work with their people if they have people in place. But we basically raise their revenue by any manner which is appropriate for them, mm-hmm. given the business that they're in and the types of customers they go after. B2B is different than B2C, of course, but we handle all that. And I have a full team of specialists, which is the right way to do it, and a very, very strong, ironclad, as my husband says, infrastructure to support them, and a really loving culture.
And you're when I had my consulting company, I called myself a senior vice president. You could rent. You're a chief of revenue officer. You can rent, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do. It's one of the things we do.
They don't have to adopt you. They can rent you. So, folks, we're going to talk now, Kristen, about the post-pandemic. One of the things I've been reminding people about for a year now is that when we roll out of mid-pandemic into post-pandemic, which is basically where we are right now, and the only thing that hasn't come full force is the money hasn't completely left the bank, which it's going to be doing that over the next couple of 3 months. When that happens, that's going to change customer expectations again, isn't it? From where, and not only different from the last year, but different from a year ago. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, everything's changed. And what's happening now, this is a very biorhythmic aspect to business where people all of a sudden decide, okay, that's enough. We're coming back. And I say about 2 months ago, that happened overall in the marketplace. People started just, especially small business owners, just said, oh, heck. the election's decided. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's just get back to work. And they started looking around and trying to figure out what to do and how to be competitive and how to get out there in the marketplace. And it got really busy. And it's starting to stabilize a little bit now because they've done that big burst of energy, and now they're trying to – that's a new plateau, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people have realized how digital everything has gotten, and they really have to be part of it because that's where the business world is now.
Yep.
It's in the digital environment.
Yeah, and folks, even – as I said, even if you're selling concrete, people – do business with you. They start the process with you before you meet know them, before you even know they exist, and they do that in a digital platform somewhere, and that's the thing.
Yeah,
that's the point.
We actually have a high tech concrete company, and and their website is just filled with all types of information, and they've grown their revenue simply by giving customers everything they need. That's CoreTuff, mm-hmm. CoreTuff UHPC. And they're doing fantastically, and it's all digital. It's all videos. It's all understanding what this
is. And there's no e-commerce. You can't put your credit card in there and buy anything from them. It's what we used to call e-shopping, right? It's all about e-shopping. You're going there to find out where they are, and you're looking maybe for a job that they've done. You're finding out maybe they even post what their availability is. We're 6 weeks out or whatever. But this is information people expect to be able to get on their own without you or without a salesperson.
Yes, that's right. And a big thing that I'm starting to push now, because it's so important, is peer proof, P-E-E-R, proof. In other words, people go, at, you know, when you ask B2B buyers, well, how did you find this? And they maybe they used Google just to see what was out there. But mostly, like 100% of them say, I asked my network. They went out to LinkedIn or they went out to their friends and they said, I need this kind of thing. What do you think? And that's big. That's happening a lot. And you have to pay attention to that. You have to be part of it.
Right. There's no question about it. So I've got about a minute left. What are your last thoughts on creating, being a small business and but still having the essence of a chief revenue officer available to you?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is that the idea that you can just hire a bunch of specialists and make them work together doesn't really work, because they don't work as a team then. They have to be a coordinated team so that everything feeds off everything else, and all the themes and everything you're saying just reinforces each other. That's really important so that the customer gets this unified message of your company.
Right.
So I would say don't try to do it yourself. Try to find somebody that can help you at that sort of C-level thinking, but who also has management experience.
Well, and again, back to the professional thing, hire some, you know, if you were going to hire a person full-time, you'd want to see what their qualifications are. You'd want a professional. When you're doing, if you're hiring a contractor, somebody like Christian, then make sure you know what they can do for you. Hey, Christian, good job today. Give us your website quickly, please.
It's zhivagopartners.com.
All right.
That's my last name,
ZH partners.com. Hey, Christian, good job today. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.